DP, three primetime games right here in the building.
Yeah.
No travel primetime games, really.
It is great for the city of Houston. It's great for the fans to actually get to see a primetime game at home. We have such an amazing crowd, and it is electric when these night games come to town. So I'm excited about that. Obviously, Cowboys being one of them.
Oh, it's enormous. I mean, you talk about electric. Texans fans.
That is in preseason electric.
Yeah, they yearn to play them every single year, and they can't because you got to play them every 4 years. That means you only get to play them at home every 8 years. Haven't been here since 2010. So that's going to be a big one. That's obviously the one that everyone points to. But how about four other big ones? I'll start with New England. That's a big one. It's on the road. It's not here, obviously. But starting your season off against Tom Brady and those guys, that's a good barometer of where you are.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough matchup. But the more I think about it, the more I really like the fact that you're kind of knocking them out
totally,
early
yeah.
before anyone has a chance to scout anybody. I know it goes both ways. But hopefully everybody's on the field healthy. Deshaun Watson's out there. And you can get the season started rolling with a win. And you don't have to worry about them late in the season when you've got a lot of injuries, which is nice.
Oh, I'm with you there. Yeah, and another thing that I love as far as these top games to consider, I like that two-step there at the end, your last road trips where you go to New York, play the Jets,
and then
you go
Philly.
To Philadelphia. Because it's around Christmas time. That's fun. I like all that stuff. Everything's better around Christmas time.
I'm excited to face Philly. I'm
yeah.
excited to go to Philly. I've never been there. You've never been there.
No.
It's our first time at the stadium. Super Bowl champions. Carson Wentz will probably be back.
Mm-hmm.
High-powered offense. I think it'll be a great matchup between these two teams. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that gets flexed into primetime as well. Who knows what these two teams are fighting for at the end of the season?
If Watson and Wentz are playing the way we all think we...
Would
we
project know, them
yeah,
to play,
project
yeah.
Them. Yeah, there's a really good chance that happens. And the reason I missed that last Philly game in 2010, I got married. It was a Saturday night that
it's
I got
kind of
married.
Important.
Yeah, the Thursday night game, so I couldn't go. All right, those are four games to look forward to. What's your final five? What's your last one that you want to see?
You know what? I'm actually excited about that Week 17 game against Jacksonville at home.
Uh-huh.
I love ending the regular season at home. And last year, we started the season with Jacksonville at home. We remember how that went. We don't want a repeat of it, but
ooh.
I think it'll be great to get Jacksonville here at the final game of the season. Both these teams are so competitive. They're so good. I think it'll be a fun matchup to watch.
I'm with you. And I'm all with you as far as it's going to be better this time around than last time around as far as when the Jags were in the building. All right, speaking of being in the building, John Harris and I are putting on the film. Don't you go anywhere. Texans 360 is back in just a bit.